This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, last night I went and watched the entire performance from the Oscars with that fancy song with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And after watching that performance, I stand on solid ground, a firm stone foundation that those two were amorous together. And I know you told me Bradley Cooper's baby mama girlfriend was sitting in the front row.
Yes.
But when you watch those two, I don't care if they're actors, they're performing, I don't care. They looked at each other in a way that signaled to the world, bow chicka wow wow.
I disagree.
Based on what?
If they've already, if they were already messing around, I don't know, maybe they have heat between them because they may want to, but they don't. I think they have, I just think they have an incredible friendship. And they have a huge appreciation artistically for each other.
Okay. All right. Look up. Are you familiar with the term twin flame?
Twin flame.
Yeah. Like a type of love between two people. It's a relatively new term.
Okay.
Last couple years. It's a unique type of relationship. Just look it up.
Twin flame. Okay.
Look it up. And then if you can find something that gives you the tenets of what it means to be a twin flame, I guarantee you, once you read them, you'll come to my side of the table.
Intensely drawn to them. They have you opening up in a completely new way.
Bradley Cooper, he's not a singer, but okay. Yet she made a Grammy-winning vocalist out of him.
If you've, and I'll continue the twin flame thing, but if you've watched her, I've watched her documentary on Netflix, and during the taping of that, she was being wooed by Bradley Cooper to come and do this movie. At the time of that, he was sending her flowers. He wanted to do this movie and did not want anyone else to do it but her.
Okay.
And she didn't know who he was at the time, and she's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's because this Bradley Cooper guy.
Nobody's ever heard of Bradley Cooper.
You know what I mean?
He's a good kept. He's a well kept secret. Twin flames. Keep going.
Though you experience incredible passion for this person, there's an equal amount of worry and uncertainty.
Yep.
You are more than just lovers. You are teachers, best friends, therapists, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're just always pulled back to them.
Mm-hmm. Like they try to go on with other people, but the world keeps pulling them in, back together.
You feel very attuned to each other, almost telepathically. Oh, come on.
You read those, and then you watch that performance. Come on.
Okay.
God, you.
On the surface, it does seem.
You're like, you know how you give House the business for not being able to admit that he was wrong? Just admit that I'm on to something. You can't do it.
Good morning, Coffee Club. Good morning.
Good morning. If you guys had listened to the talk shows yesterday and last night, everyone would agree with Newman that there is something definitely going on.
Thank you.
And did you know that he could not carry a tune until he decided to do the movie?
Yeah.
That's right. She made a star out of him.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the one that choreographed that, them playing at the piano. He's the one that did that. That's what they told yesterday.
There you go.
So, and I just think that a lot of them were playing the soundbite where he was on the red carpet going, I just want to make sure we give everyone the performance that they're expecting. We just want to give them what they want, which is, guess what? The chemistry we see between the two of them in the movie.
Yeah, well,
I think it was all a performance.
And they say, isn't it ironic? She broke off her engagement. So we'll just have to see where this goes. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You're next. Good morning, B Studio.
I have to side with you, boyfriend.
Oh, really?
I do. And I have a feeling that she thinks they're married, but what I read, they're not. And I think she's thinking, you know, he should stay with, you know, the girlfriend and the baby. And I get that. But there is chemistry there. And the twin flame, never heard of that. You're cracking me up. I freaking love it.
Yeah. It's
but
new
it's spot on.
It's new to me. That term is new to me. But I thought that it fit like a glove, these two.
Like a glove. And I think they make a wonderful couple. But you know what? Time will tell. It's just like everyone denying that Blake and Gwen had something going on. You know, they just don't want to. They just don't want to come out with it right now. It's just not the right time, and time will tell. But I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. See ya. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.